This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Hey, Dean, what's the most misunderstood concept in the history of ethics?
Do unto others before they do unto you?
Very funny. That one's not misunderstood. It's just unethical. How about do the greatest good for the greatest number?
That sounds like a good practice. I mean, if most people come out okay, what more could you ask for?
Well, you've captured the misunderstanding nicely. The basis of that fractured motto is utilitarianism, the idea that the best thing to do is the action that brings about the greatest quantity of good.
So how have I misunderstood the concept?
You've decided to figure out most good based on the number of people involved. That's your mistake. A reading of utilitarianism like that says it's okay to enslave a small number of people if a larger number of people benefit from having slaves.
You're suggesting we figure out what counts as the greatest good by looking at the community as a whole.
Yes. Utilitarian philosopher John Stuart Mill wrote that the greatest good for a community is not what makes a majority of the people happy and allows a minority of the people to suffer. The greatest good, according to Mill, is a community that makes sure that everyone gets a share of the public good.
So a community that functioned based on the greatest good would not tolerate starvation and homelessness. Mill suggests that enlightened people know they cannot truly be happy when others in the community are suffering.
What mottos do you live by? Capture that cliche at ethicallyspeaking.org.
The show is co-produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Center for Ethics at the University of Montana. Support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and Montana Committee for the Humanities. Music by Eric Hutchins.